Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to have you on this call today. It is March 1st, and we are officially kicking off the Arbonne March Madness. I know this is college basketball March Madness. It doesn't happen until the end of the month, and I'm all over that. But we're going to make our own March Madness. It is the first of the month. We have over 200 of you on this call today, and it was given you were just given this like 24 hours ago. So I'm so excited you jumped on. That shows your commitment to your business. And I want you to know, as a Success Line, we had the biggest February we have ever had, ever in this business. So I know many of you are on fire in your business. You are promoting. We've got people in qualification for region and district area. We have new regions, districts, areas. We are really popping and seeing all the growth in our business. And we know that this starts with a party. We know that this business, we get sales, we get sponsoring, we get bookings, and we find business builders all from parties. There's so much around that from our bookings. So we know how key a full calendar is. And so our trainer today, I know I sent out a great recording with MVP Sarah Davenport that she shared with us, incredible booking, overcoming objections. And Lenka, actually, I've heard this training twice now. She spoke at our VP retreat and in Canada. It's an incredible training. And you guys, Lenka is booked 3 months in advance in her personal business between her own launches of new people she's launching, her own parties, and helping support the people maybe that she launched last month that are completing. So she is very busy. She shared with us that in fourth quarter of last year, her central district did anywhere between 11,000 and 16,000. And you guys, that's what a full calendar will do for you. And I don't mean just once. Every one of those months she did either 11,000, 14,000, 16,000, 13,000. She had personal sponsoring of at least 8 people every month. And that's what happens when you book. So I'm going to turn this call over to MVP Lenka Stoller. Lenka, are you there?
I sure am.
Wonderful. Hi. I'm so excited to have you on this call, and I so appreciate you doing this for us and sharing all your wisdom and your secrets with all of us.
No problem. It's totally my pleasure. It's actually a beautiful day in Victoria, and I'm sitting here, and my cats are sitting on me, and I love how we get to work. I get to sit and look at the sun with my kitty cats. So, yes, I have a bunch of notes here to go through. Hopefully there's some ideas in there for you guys. One of the things that came up right before our last retreat that we had up here, and when I was creating this training, was I looked at myself, my business, my team, the people in my entire nation who have those full calendars, who have tons of momentum and all those parties going on, and kind of looking at and going, what is it exactly that they're doing that's really, really working, right? And besides just what we give away, right, there is part of that. I've got lots of tips on that too, on kind of promotion stuff. But more than that, really, what is it they're doing? And, you know, the number one thing I see across the board is two things. One is excitement. The people who are excited and they're talking to people and they're asking for those parties and they're putting that out there, those are the people who are booking, okay? And also the people who are building relationships, right? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but really it's the people who are, you know, interested in other people and talking to them and wanting to find fits for them and serve them and things like that. Those are also the people when they're not kind of thinking about themselves and, oh, I need, or, oh, what if she says no, or what if she thinks I'm crazy or whatever, you know, when we switch that mindset to be on other people, they get that sense that we're there to serve them, right? But it really is excitement and building relationship, I think. There's been many times in my business when I had to kind of recreate momentum and boost up momentum. And I have three really quick examples. But, just recently, even going region, when I was going region, and I'll tell you this because I had this conversation with someone just the other day who's an area manager who didn't have the best December and January. And I said, don't worry about it, because before I went region and I was in area over the summer and I had some family stuff going on and I was not working my business, you guys. And so my area was doing maybe district numbers, really, like really not much other than some reorders and things. So, but September 1st, I sat down with Gultaj and had a cup of tea and said, well, I want to go region. So how do I take my district to region right now? And so we made a plan, and the biggest thing was that month in September, I didn't have a single party on my books, nothing, not one, not an interview, not a coffee date, nothing on my calendar except for my local nation event. That was the only thing on my books. And so, you know, I made a plan with School Touch. I made a decision that I was going to ramp up my calendar, how many parties I wanted to have that month. I knew I needed to book 12 parties because I wanted at least eight to hold, right? So I knew I had to go home, and that was the first thing I was going to do that whole weekend was book parties and figure out how the heck to do it, okay? And so, and I also knew that I wanted 4 new people direct to me in qualification for district, right? I needed to find a new team if I wanted to go region. And so by the end of September, so 4 weeks later, by the end of September, we had not only done our area maintenance, we had tripled our volume and done over halfway to region, and I had 4 new people direct to me in qualification. And that happened, honestly, the momentum that filled that whole month, at the beginning of the month, on September 1st, when I sat down with School Touch, I didn't see that, right? I couldn't see where those numbers were going to come from. I didn't even have a single party on my calendar. But I went home, and what I did was I made sure that was the only thing I did for the next few days, was make sure that I had what I needed on my books for that month, starting at the beginning of the month. So that's the gift you have today. It's March 1st. You have a weekend ahead of you as well, so you have time to be able to get what you want to have happen this month on the books now in terms of parties, okay? I'm going to give you some ideas for that. Another time that I had to recreate momentum is when I moved here. I moved to Victoria, and I didn't know a single person here. So, again, I moved here. I had a team here already, but I didn't have any personal activity at all, and I didn't know anybody. So, again, all I had on my calendar was, you know, the leadership things I was doing, like my nation events here and stuff. And so really the same thing, and what I did was I just went out in the world and I met people. I mean, there's trade shows, there's drop boxes, there's all kinds of things you can do. What I did was I just, you know, I signed up at a gym, and I talked to the girls at the gym, and I talked to the moms at the school and things like that, and I asked for what I needed, right? I said, guys, I don't know anybody here. I have this really cool business. You'd love it. And I don't know anybody here. It'd be awesome if you had a little get-together. I could meet some people. They're super, super fun. So what I want you to know around my dialogue, and I have a few more examples in here, but what I want you to know around my dialogue is really that I am clear about what it is that I want, but I say very little, and I just make it sound like it's the best idea, right? Booking a party to me is the best idea because they get the best deal on their products possible, and they have a blast, right? So to me, they get that from me. There was a girl at my gym who said, oh, do you guys sell bronzer? And I said, yeah, we have an awesome bronzer. And she said, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll order one of those from you and try it. And I said, yeah, you can do that. And I said, but you can also have a party. So you have a little party, a little get-together, you get it for free. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I just said, it's super, super fun, really easy, and it's all about having a good time. But then you get your bronzer for free. I think you should do that. And she goes, oh, okay. And then she said, well, let me look at my day planner, because we were at the gym. And I said, okay, well, you know what, let's pick a Friday. I'll put you down. And if you got to change it, no worries, no problem, we'll change it up. But, you know, once someone puts that party on the calendar, they keep it. They do, right? And so at least the percentage of them holding the date they originally chose is much, much higher, right? They almost never change it. But they know that they can if they want to. So for me, it's kind of like I don't say a lot. I make it about them, how they're going to get stuff for free, and I let them know it's going to be super easy and really, really fun. That's the whole point, right? And for me, that's what I did when I moved over here to create that momentum, recreate that momentum, was just talk to a few people. And once I got those parties on the books, it was literally like 2 parties. I wanted to make sure they booked out, right? And so I'm going to tell you some of those tips on what I did. But like I said, first thing is to make the decision to ramp it up, and then you need to get on the phone, okay? Now, that's your job at the start of the month. So I want you to think about who you can be calling, okay? So you can call everyone. Call the people who hosted this time last year. Call the people who hosted 6 months ago. Okay, these are people who are already using Arbonne and they have friends who are with you. They have clients already. So just call them up and say, oh my gosh, you know, there's some really cool purchases this month. There is. There's some really good ones. So, you know, let them know. I thought of you right away. Maybe you want to have a little incentive for this month, like book a party. You know, oh my gosh, March Madness, we're giving away blah, blah, blah. I don't know, bronzers, primers, whatever, for people who hold a party in this month. You're not giving anything away if they don't hold a party, right? So, you know, think about the people who already have hosted for you because they are loyal and they want to host again because they know the benefits, right? I have a bunch that are doing parties right now. I just did one on the weekend that ended up being a no party party. She just brought in orders, but you know what? She got a ton of hostess rewards because she's hosted before. All her friends are using Arbonne, right? They're already preferred clients with me. So it was really, really easy for her to throw those together. Call your preferred clients, right? Call them all, especially ones up for renewal. If they're up for renewal, you have to give them a renewal phone call anyway. So you call them up, say, oh, you know what, I noticed you're up for renewal. It'd be a really good time for you to think about having a little party because you're going to get, you know, when you place your renewal order, you're going to get a free gift. You can get a bunch of other goodies. Perfect time for you to stock up, right? So you're already making that phone call anyway, so offer them a party. The PCs who've been reordering with you, right? When you look through your web stats, and actually I learned this at the Linda Parker retreat, you know, when you look through your web stats and you see these people who are ordering big orders where you know they're splitting their ID number, like they're probably putting in orders with their sister and things like that, or you've got them ordering, you know, 2-3 months in a row, those are the they clearly love Arbon. Give them a call. Say, you know what, I was thinking about you. Thinking you might want to take a look at this as a business. It's only $65 in Canada to upgrade to be a consultant. We could do a party and see how it goes. What do you think? Right? Or just say, you know, I noticed you're doing a lot of, you're putting out some orders there. There's probably a lot of products that I have in my demo kit that you haven't seen yet. I would love to do a party with you and you could try all the other things you haven't seen yet. Right? These are people who, they're already in your client base. It's the work you've already done. So call them first, right? Host one at your house. Right, so that you like plan one for this month at your house. That way the people who you're asking to host for you who can't can come to something. You don't just get a no, you get a, oh, okay, no worries, well, I've got this thing going on at my house on Sunday afternoon. I'd love for you to stop by, right? It'd be great. Everybody gets a gift, that kind of thing. And put that out to your team. I just did a Learn and Earn at my house last Sunday. It was really successful. I did it as a party, just a regular party, so I could invite my guests. But then I had my districts who are in qualification be able to come see my party all together. That leverages my time with them in training, and they all bring a guest too. Every guest who left booked with a business conversation and parties booked. So it was actually a super great party and served numerous purposes, but it was also a party on my books that I could invite people to, right? Because I had a couple girls from my gym and a girl in my neighborhood I wanted to invite to something that don't really know me all that well but would come out to a little fun small party and bring a friend, right? So think about having one at your house. And with a special, if you want to offer some kind of special for your month, might coincide with the purchase of purchases this month or something that you know people are excited about or something you're excited about. I know people are really into all the essentials right now. If that's what has you excited, I've got a bunch of people who are losing weight, call people and let them know you want to share that with them too, right? And maybe you want to attach a special onto that. But give that special some urgency. So if you're going to be getting on the phone over you know, today and tomorrow and over this weekend, make sure that you know, you let them know, oh, it's everybody who books by Saturday night, right? Or everybody who books tonight. If this is a one-day deal, right? You could do something like that that just puts a little bit of urgency into getting the date on the books. You can even say, hey, you know what, Sarah, I know you've been thinking about hosting a little get-together. We've got this special going on right now. It ends tomorrow, but if you book for this month, I can put you down for one of these specials. If you need to change, if she says, oh, okay, well, I got to check my schedule at work, say, great, you know what, let's put you down, and then if you need to switch it, not a problem at all. You just call me and let me know, right? And then you get the date instead of it going into answering machine peg for a long time, right? So put some urgency on it. At the beginning of a month, if you are somebody who does draw boxes, you know, I know a lot of people on my team do where they put little draw boxes into, you know, their gym or places like that that are, you know, you get a free spot, enter for a free spa party or something like that. There's different ideas, but there's plenty of time to do that at the very beginning of the month because you only have to have a draw box sit there for even a weekend or a week, right? And so you still have time to be able to put those out and get those names back to be able to book into this month, right? The other thing is ask men in your life who know women. One of the biggest ways that I also built my client base and my prospect list and everything in Victoria was I asked for referrals. I just kept saying, I'm like, guys, I moved over here. I have this great gig, but I don't really know anybody. Who do you know that might love to try some of my products or would love to look at this business? I've gotten tons of referrals, right? And then you just call that person up, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I was talking to my friend Brad. He thought of you. Can I drop some stuff off for you to try? You know, so men know a lot of women as well, so definitely ask for referrals. And the men themselves, they can host parties too. Then I also have on here, go out in the world, right? You have a weekend coming up. There's events going on all the time. It really is the number one way that I've built my business. I go to things. I go to fundraisers. You can go to networking lunches. I go to the birthday party. I go to everything I'm invited to. I got invited to Mike and Lisa's going away party, and I brought ERVP Judy Klosky. I had never met Mike and Lisa before in my whole life, but I knew a couple people who were going. So I was like, oh, I'll go wish Mike and Lisa well, and they're going away and they're moving to another country. I just went to the party because it was fun, right? So, you know, just go to the things you're invited to. You'll meet people, right? And you have a chance to, and if you're out in the world and you're asking questions, you know, getting to know people, they're going to ask you questions back. When I'm out and I say, oh, you know, what do you do? They'll say, you know, they're of course, what they're going to ask back is, well, what do you do, right? Things like that. So just be in conversation and be asking people. And if you're out and about, especially out and about with intention, you know, then you're going to meet those people. I know I do a lot of business and in, you know, restaurants. I meet a lot of servers or I'm in coffee shops. When someone gives me fantastic service, I always say to them, you would be, thank you so much, you would be so good at what I do. And when I say that, of course, they're going to say, well, what do? Right? And I give them a little gift. I give them a little sample and say, oh, my gosh, you got to try this. Give me your number. I'm going to call you and figure out what you love the most. Every single server.
And Linka, what is your answer when somebody says, what do you do? How do you respond?
Good question. So depending on, you know, how much in conversation I am with the person, really, but if I say, oh, so what do you do? And they're like, oh, I do this, blah, blah, blah. They say, oh, what do you do? I'll say, oh, you know what? Actually, I own a business. It's a company called Arbonne. Have you heard of it? And if they say yes, I'll go, oh, my gosh, that's great. I love it when I hear that. I'll say, what have you tried? And something like that. Or if they say, no, I don't know what that is, I'll say, oh, my gosh, this is my dialogue because I'm kind of a casual conversation person. So I'll say, oh, my gosh, I think it's the best gig in town. It's skincare, health and wellness. It's all vegan. I just absolutely love it. You got to give it a try. Something like that. Like I'm usually how I am is I'm clear about what I'm saying, but I'm really conversational with people. And I think what they pick up is that I love it, that I'm excited about it, you know, because then they'll probably ask me another question like, oh, is that like, you know, I don't know. They might ask something, right? Oh, do you guys have makeup or whatever? And I'll say, yeah, you know, we do these great little spa parties, super, super fun. You got to try it. Everybody who tries it just lights up. They love it once they know what Arbonne is. So that's my answer. Or I might say, you know, it's a health and wellness company. You know, I say I'm a leader of a large organization on the island. Depends on how much in conversation I am with them. But I really, what I want them to know is that it's super awesome and they have to try
it. Good. Great.
Right? Yeah. And, okay, so that's going out in the world. The other thing is when I moved over here too, I was doing some networking on Facebook. I don't, you know, go onto Facebook and say a whole bunch of stuff about Arbonne necessarily, but I go on there and I figure out, I moved here and I was like, oh, you know, there's got to be some people that I grew up with who are in Victoria that I probably haven't seen since I was 15 years old, right, and lived on this island a long time ago. So I just went on there and just did some networking, you know, getting to know people. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, what's new? Oh, do you want to go for a coffee? You know, so I would do that like late at night, you know, when you can't be on the phone with people. But it really did connect me with some people I haven't talked to in a long time. And I sent some sample packs away because there were some people I grew up with here who don't live here anymore. But I got to ask them on Facebook. I'm like, hey, where are you? How is life these days? You know? And so it just led to conversations as well. So that's just one of the things I do to kind of trickle in networking as well. But here's another really good way to book parties is to call up your hobby business builders. We all have these people who came into Arbonne and, you know, they're just playing, dabbling, doing a little bit here and there. Or maybe they were a district who slowed down and they're not really doing very much, but they put those orders in. Those are fantastic people to always work with, right? So you give those people a call and you say, hey, you know what, Sarah, I noticed, you know, you put a couple orders in lately. I'd love to come to a party with you. You have a whole client base, and we have some new stuff that maybe you haven't seen. Why don't I come to a party with you? You get all the commissions, but it might be really fun. It might be a really good refresher. I'd love to help you out. That's another good way of just getting back into their network. I have a great hobby business builder here, Jamie, who's been in my business for 6 years. She doesn't want to do parties. She sells just one-on-one because she's a nail tech. But she has a huge client base. So about twice a year, Jamie and I do a party together. I do the party. You know, she's just there, but she can recommend all these products because she loves it all. The parties sell a ton. She gets the commissions. She personally doesn't want to do the book outs. So I take the book outs and I take, you know, whatever comes out of that party that goes forward, right? So it's a really good win-win, and I have a bunch of those. And because when they do a party, a hobby business builder does a party, they're typically probably not going to talk about the business really strongly, and they may or may not care or be skilled at booking out of it. But if you're there, you can make sure that that momentum does come from it, and it's a party on your books, and you're supporting them, which might even reignite them. They may want to just up and go too, right? So think about some people who have been active maybe in the past that aren't right now or might just love a refresher on a party, like maybe they've been doing parties for a few months but they're only doing one a month, then they're not going to feel really fresh on their party. And so if you kind of dip down and work with them, you can create momentum, you can find those business builders there, and you can help even maybe inspire and ignite them, right? But you create a win-win with them. So I definitely work with my hobby guys too, for sure. And, okay, so now we get on the phone, right? We've got an idea of some people we want to call for clients and things like that. It really is, I think, like I said earlier, the number one thing is your excitement and your energy. If you're excited and if you really do think that hosting a party is the best idea, people will get that it is, right? They'll get that from your voice. They'll get that from your ideas, that it's going to be fun. I always use words like fun, easy, a few friends. It's all about having a good time and, of course, free. You're going to get a ton of free stuff. I would say everything is 80% free, really, all based on sales at your party, but you're just going to get a ton of stuff. And so it's all around that. And again, if there's fear in your voice, if you're worried, and we see it, we get kind of awkward, right? And the person we're talking to doesn't know why we're awkward. They don't realize that we're terrified asking them for a party because they don't find it as an extraordinary question. They're like, oh, this person is asking me if I want to have a party. But if we're worried, we get jumbled up in our words or something like that. So it's always just to keep the focus on them and know that you're serving them and it's the best idea and it will come together. In terms of my parties, I do totally in my mindset expect, absolutely 100% expect that every party would book out, because that's how I'm going to serve my hostess. I'm going to give her hostess rewards for parties that book out, right? And I'll tell you what I give. But I expect every party, I want every party to book out four. That's my goal, that every party books out four parties. But two to four is definitely the expectation. I also have an expectation in sales. In Canada, it's 600 in sales is what gets them that second tier of hostess rewards, the 120s for 24 or the 100s for 20. And so I expect, and I set my hostess up through her hostess coaching, that those things will happen. And I'll tell you a bit more about hostess coaching. But so I want, that's my goal, though, is to make sure that two to four parties are booking out from each party. So I'm generous at my parties. I make sure everything looks like a gift. It's all wrapped up really good. You know, my hostess gets her sea salt scrub, and then I've got little prizes for games. There's lots of different games, to be honest with you. I don't necessarily think one is, in my opinion, all that better than the other. The key is that it's fun. The key is that it's fun and giving stuff away, right? And so if people are having a good time at your parties, they're going to want to have one too, right? I talk about the hostess rewards at three points during my party. So I talk about it at the very beginning when I'm awarding my hostess with her sea salt scrub, right, when I'm gifting her. So I'll say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for having everybody over here to sea salt scrub. And I say, you know, you guys are going to get a sea salt scrub, too, when you host a party. So just keep that in mind. I also let them know, and this is an option, but it's definitely what I do. I give everybody a discount for booking a party. They get a discount on their order that night. So I let people know, you know, as you're making your wish list and as I'm going through some things you really want here tonight, know that you're going to get, if you're hosting a party, you're going to get 20% off anything that you want tonight as well. I know Goldtage does 35% off. Some people don't do a discount. I find it works, and it helps them to also want to place an order tonight and not just wait till their party as well, which gets them using products right away too, which is what I want. So as soon as they start using stuff, they want more, right? So I offer that discount, so I tell them at the beginning so that they start to have in their mind already that the things that they want that I'm talking about, they can already get a discount on, right? And so I talk about that at the very beginning. Then I talk about it later when I go through the RE9 stuff. And personally, what I give for bookouts is when two parties have booked out and they hold, my hostess gets the shampoo and conditioner for free. And when there's four parties that book out and hold, what I give is the RE9 travel set for free. And I know I think Goldtage does the body firming cream. But that's what I do. And so I make sure when I get to the RE9 stuff and I show the little travel kit, I let them know, you know, when four of you guys book your parties tonight, Sarah's going to get this for free. And everybody wants the travel set. So trust me, you guys all want it. And then you can earn that at your party too. And then I say, and when two of you book parties as well, there's still hostess rewards with that. She gets her shampoo and conditioner, which is awesome because usually the hostess is like, yeah, okay, guys, I want that, right? So I let them know that she's going to get that by them booking out, so they know they're helping her, and that they're going to get that too, right? And then I say, plus all the other hostess rewards. Then I talk about the hostess rewards again at the very end when I go through the three ways to win with Arvon. And the first thing I say is, I say, the number one absolute no-brainer best way to get your products is definitely through hosting. It just is. You're going to get your, and so I reiterate all the things that they get. You're going to get your sea salt scrub. You're going to get 20% off your products. You're going to get your whole wish list based on sales at your party. So if you have a wish list of stuff that you want, you definitely want to look at hosting a party. It's the way to go. So I've talked about it throughout the whole party as really being, again, the best idea. And then I make sure that I talk to every single person, right? So at the end of the party, when I do my close table, I ask every single person if they're going to host a party. So when they come up, I'll say, oh, you know, great, say something. It's so great to have you here tonight. I loved your joke about blah, 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 whatever. And I'll say, so let's get you set up here. Were you thinking about hosting a party? It's the first thing I ask them. And because I say, were you thinking about hosting a party? It lets me know if I'm getting you a discount form, right? So they know if I'm asking to find out if they get a discount. Now, they may say, yes, absolutely. Great, sweet. I open up my day planner. Let's pick your date, right? Even if they, again, if they say, okay, well, I got to check my schedule at work, and well, I got to talk to my mom and my sister, blah, blah, blah. I say, okay, no problem. Let's put down the date you think you want, and then I'll call you in a couple days, or you call me if you need to change it. No worries. Okay, let's just get you down the date so I can give you your discount. Okay? So I put that down. Then if they say, no, absolutely not, I'm like, great. Let's, you know, go ahead with their order. And then, or they'll say, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think so. If they're in that place, they're actually a yes. They just haven't seen the fit yet. So I'll say, okay, well, what are you thinking? Well, my friends don't have any money. So this is when you start to hear their objections. I'll tell you why they're thinking. They're kind of like on the fence. Well, my friends don't really have any money. Oh, my gosh, you know what, Kathy, don't even worry about that. Our parties are totally not about sales. It's about having fun, and no matter what, there's always going to be something there for the people who want something, so I wouldn't worry about that. It's more just about having a good time with your girlfriends. Or, well, you know, my place is really small. I don't have a big house like Sarah's. No problem. You know what? Sarah put on a big, huge, beautiful party tonight. It was awesome, but the cool thing in our business is it don't have to be big. It can be just you and a couple of girlfriends. And even just over tea or coffee on a Saturday afternoon, we can make it really small, and it can still be super successful and fun. Your friends will want to hear about it. Or, well, I just moved here. I don't know anybody. I'll say, oh, my gosh, I totally know that feeling. When I moved here, I didn't know anybody either. So then I'll say something like, you know, again, you might just want to have a couple of friends over, and you could. It might be a perfect reason to meet some of your neighbors, right? Just invite a neighbor or a girl from work and ask them to bring a friend. If they bring a friend along with them, you're going to meet somebody new, and they'll get a little gift from me for bringing a friend. So we can make it really simple, right? Or they're like, oh, Friday, I can't do stuff at night. Well, let's do a Saturday afternoon. You know, like it really just, they'll let you know what they're thinking about, and if you can find a solution, you can move them to a yes. Right? Because they want to. They're just not sure how to, right? So I just listen, and I try to solve their problem, give them an idea, and then say, what do you think? Well, okay, we could do that. Okay, great. Let's put a date down. And don't worry, we'll touch in. We'll have lots of time to talk about it later, right? So that's what I do around asking everybody. The other thing is if they're a no. So they say, oh, my gosh, no, I'm not totally not going to host a party. Okay, no problem. Then they give me their order, and then I calculate what their discount would be. So I just go off to the side, and I figure out, okay, she's bought a transforming lift and an eye cream. So say, you know, I know you said you didn't want to host a party. That's totally fine. I just want you to know that if you were, you'd be saving $35 tonight or whatever the discount would be. So yeah, I just want to let you know that. And they go, oh, really? Yeah, just in case you wanted that discount. I didn't want you to miss out. I would say more than half of the people change their mind when it's money on the table right now, and they see how much they'd save in this moment, they go for it, right? So, and if not, you know, I say, it doesn't matter. I don't know if you want to. I just wanted to let you know, right? Don't want them to miss out. So that's at the ask at the table. And if somebody says, you know, well, you know, I'm going to school right now. I'm, you know, this and this. I really can't do it, but I wouldn't mind maybe, you know, maybe in the summer, right, or way down the road. I say, you know what, that's great. I'm going to mark you in my calendar to call you that month. And in the meantime, you know what, I'll drop off a play basket of some goodies for you to try. Basically, I'm just going to let them know they can still host way in the future. That's fine with me. I'm going to follow up with in between and just keep a relationship going with them, whether I bring them some goodies or, you know, that kind of thing, right? So, okay, here's another tip. So if you need presentations to book in a short period of time, so you've got, you know, maybe you're going for a goal that needs to happen right now. It could be just right, like really this week you don't have any parties next week and you want it to happen now. It could be at the end of a month, right, where you're getting into this last week of the month and most people book 3 to 4 or 5 weeks ahead of time, right? So this is when you want people to be booking sooner. Consider promotions, and promotions are things you can do them for one party if you want to, right? You can do them for a weekend or whatever you want to do. But you can have little pieces, things that people want. So I used to use RE9 pieces, eye creams, night creams, things like that, and I have them set up on the table with a date on them. And so, you know, for a neck cream or a night cream, somebody might be willing to grab all her friends together in 5 days, right? So say, you know, anybody who books a party, I know 5 days is a short period of time. It's next Friday. But anybody who can grab those girlfriends together, you get this night cream for free on that day from me, right? And that has totally worked for me to get me my bonus sometimes, where if I hadn't had a party before the end of that month, I wouldn't have made my bonus, like that $600 in sales put me over the edge of my bonus, or when you're going for a promotion or that kind of thing. And again, if you don't have parties next week but you want them to happen now, offer something. You can offer it and take it away whenever you want, like for how many people you offer it to. I did the same thing, and I actually got this idea from Kelly Greening Thorburn when I moved here. And like I said, I didn't know anybody. I got 2 parties on my books. One was a girl named Melissa who was at my gym. And I said, Melissa, you know everybody here. You know everybody in town. I don't know anybody. Would you have a little get-together? It'd be super fun. You're going to love it all, you know, that kind of thing. So she said, yeah, I can totally do that. So she had a party. She invited 8 people, or 8 people came, which was awesome. I wanted every single person there to book a party. So I said to them, I'm like, here's the thing, guys. I don't know anybody, and I need to meet some people. You guys are awesome. I had so much fun with you guys tonight. Here's what I'm going to offer you. Whatever you want is what I'm going to offer you. So book a party, and I will give you any one thing from this entire catalog that's on your wish list for hosting for me. Now, I only did that for that one party, and you know what? Everybody, you know, there was a... Here's the thing. I booked out 5 parties, and one of those 5 parties actually booked a sponsorship in or a business chat with me for 2 days later, and she launched her business, Kim. And so that was a super successful party for me. Obviously, it had sales. I signed up preferred clients, but that 5 parties that booked out became the momentum that I had over the next couple of months, and that network is still probably the biggest network I have in parties here in Victoria. Like, they just keep booking out and booking out and booking out. Plus, those people keep rebooking as well. So, you know, it was well worth putting out that little bit of money for that party to give out a couple of those night creams. One girl picked a primer, you know, but whatever they wanted made them happy to book, right? And so that was huge for me, and it started that whole momentum. So think about some things that you could give away to get momentum, because it doesn't cost you anything if they don't book, right? It's only going to cost you if they do, but then you're making money because you're in front of them again, right? And meeting new people, and that's the key. The other thing is, you want to ask your hostess who couldn't be there. So say she has her party and 3 friends have booked out. I am going to let her know, you know what, you're only 1 party away from getting a free travel set. So you can either book another party. I'll say, oh, there was people who couldn't come tonight, or all these girls were really excited to try the makeup and I didn't have that hair tonight, or, you know, oh, they really sounded interested in the spa party. Why don't you book another one, and that can count as your 4th party. Or maybe there was someone who couldn't come tonight, and if she couldn't come, let her know if she wants to book a party. You know, she's going to get all these hostess rewards, and then you can get that travel set too, right? So I'm going to coach my hostess on getting to the next level as well, even if it's 2 parties. Maybe 1 party's booked out, and she's not at the free shampoo and conditioner, right? So I'm going to ask my hostess to rebook or bring in an outside order. In your hostess coaching as well, and you know what, I'll skip that. I'll talk about host coaching in a second. Then what I also do in the thank you cards, so from the party, everybody gets a thank you card from me. And the people who booked a party, I'm going to call them within 2 days, usually once I've got the order in. So I get their order in. I know it's going to ship out. They're going to get it on Friday or whatever. So I give them a call, and I'm like, hey, Kathy, just want to let you know your order's in the system. Really excited about your party coming up. You know, that kind of thing. Quick touch-in. All my phone calls and everything to my clients and my hostess coaching are very short, okay? So I just wanted to thank you. You're going to love your stuff. And I let Susan know when your party is so she can make sure she can be there, okay? So, and in the thank you card, I'll write in there, you know, make sure you invite Susan to your party. You're her second book out, so she gets her shampoo and conditioner at your party. Yay! You know, letting her know that Susan knows to come and that she's going to be getting something by her booking, and thank you so much, right? And then also in my hostess's card, in her thank you card, I also write the dates of all the bookouts as well so she can plan to be there and say, oh, yeah, you know what, when you go to Kathy's party, you're going to get your shampoo and conditioner for free from me, so make sure you're there. When the hostess goes to everybody's parties, it totally increases sales because she's not me. She's somebody else who loved Arbonne as the product, so she'll have a testimonial. And she'll buy something because she wants to support her friends. And she's already hosted, so she'll really support hosting and tell people to do it too because she had a really good experience and got lots of stuff, right? So I love to have her come to those parties, especially the one that I'm going to award her stuff at, right? The other thing that you can do with your hostess in the hostess coaching is to say, you know, when you give her a phone call, maybe the week before, I'll say, you know, there's going to be some people who cancel or can't make it, of course. That's just life, no problem. But let them know that they can place an outside order, right, because all that volume is going to, or all those sales are going to help you with your hostess rewards. And also, if they want to book a party but they can't come, and this is where I do the you get, she gets, okay? So say if you have a friend who can't come, just offer them to host a party. They're going to get a hand cream from me, and you get one too. That just because they couldn't come, but they can still get all those great benefits, right? And they'll get all the same hostess rewards. So I do the you get, she gets, right? And so that actually moves me into hostess coaching. With the hostess coaching, to me, again, it really is just the relationship and staying in contact with people. My phone calls are short, but I give them a call, you know, 2 to 3 days after they've booked with me. If it's at a party, perfect reason to call them, let them know when their products are going to arrive. Maybe I can deliver it. If they're close to me, I'll deliver those right to them at work or whatever. But I definitely touch in within that first few days. And then I'm going to keep, like, depending on how far away the party might only be 2 weeks away. Perfect. Then I'm going to call her right after it's booked within that couple of days. Then I might say on that phone call, hey, you know what? There's some other things I really wanted you to try that you haven't got to try yet. So let me drop off a little play basket for you. Or if she doesn't live in my town, I'll say, oh, let me send you a goodie bag. Those are the words I use. So a goodie bag is, you know, a little shampoo and conditioner sample, a renewal mask sample, some things that she wouldn't have been able to try on her skin at the party, right? And again, it just gives me a reason to call her, gives me a reason to see her in short ways. When it gets closer to the party as well, I'm going to touch in and say, and I leave messages. I don't need them to call me back. I need them to hear my voice. That's all. So I might call her up and say, hey, Susan, you know, your party's coming up in a week and a half. Really excited about it. Let me know if you have any questions. I didn't write down what kind of party you wanted to have, so we got to figure that out. If you want a spa party or makeup party, just let me know. So give me a call back in the next couple of days. But if you don't get to me, don't even worry about it. I'm going to give you a call next week anyway, right? So I let her know that I don't need to be a thing heavy on her mind, on her to-do list. I just need to be in her mind so she's excited, right? And I say, oh, let me know if you need any help with anything or you have any questions, right? And so each phone call that I make along the way, I'm going to plant another seed around making her wish list, around maybe, oh, let's see, I just forgot to ask you what kind of party you want to have. Or then as we get closer, I can say, oh, you know what, there's going to be some people who can't come. But rather than calling her and spending half an hour going through everything with her, I just do these touch-ins a little bit along the way and ideally get her more products in her hand between the party where she ordered stuff or at the gym where she booked with me to the date of her party. I want her to have more products in her hand because she gets excited about it, right? And again, the key with all of that stuff is building relationship. It's me being in their mind. They hear my voice. They hear that it's going to be fun and easy. as we get closer, they can tell me their objections, like, oh, I don't know if I have that many people coming. Don't worry about it. I'm happy to come with just a few friends. But, you know, but keep inviting. And if they bring a friend that you didn't invite, I'll get them a little gift. That's great. You know, everybody has a sister they want to bring along with them. So I'll have time to touch it and do all that stuff with them. And I really have very, very, very few parties that cancel. Some rebook because life happens, but my ratio today is much stronger than it was in the beginning. And I really do think that's just because I'm good at the relationship part. And I try to make it as easy and as fun for them as possible. And it really is all about creating win-wins for them. I want them to have a good time. I want them to shine with their friends. I want them to get stuff for free, right? And I ask for what I want, you know. Even just recently, one of the girls, another girl at my gym, I said, Christine, you should have a party. And she was like, oh, I don't know. I don't really do that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, well, would you do it for me as a favor? And we both laughed. And I said, but really, because I still want to meet people out here. And you know a ton of people. And she was like, oh, okay, right? So I wouldn't call Christine a friend of mine, but she's an acquaintance at my gym, right? And so she totally did it. But I said, would you do it as a favor, right? And so she went for it. So I really do, but I also want to just make sure that I'm serving them, that I'm making it fun for them. And when people have fun at the parties, they will rebook them. They'll have them again and again, and they'll recommend to their friends to have one, and they'll go to each other's parties because they're having a good time. And here's the last kind of thought on that, too, that I'd like to say is what I focus on at my parties is not sales. I don't focus on right now money at all in my business. Well, I make right now money. I make money at my parties. But what I'm focusing on is building relationships. So I have 3 months booked in advance in my calendar. And because I want to meet my team, right? That's where I'm going to meet the next business builders. And a really great hostess, you need to ask every hostess if she wants to do this business. Because from her party, there are bookouts, there are possible business builders. She just fell in love with a whole bunch of more things. I always say, you know, I don't know if you'd be interested in looking at something like this, but your party was great. Your friends had a great time. It might be worth us having a conversation about what upgrading to a consultant would look like if she's already a PCE or whatever. And she'll let me know if she wants to have that conversation or not. But always ask them, because a hostess who's put on a great party has already been coached on how to do this business, right? And so ask every single hostess and make sure at your party, and I've been talking to my team about this. I won't do a training on it, but it's really key, is you need to have a really strong business invitation at your party, and you cannot skip over it. Because if you do, you will have sales, but you won't have momentum. You won't have people launching from your parties, okay? So you need to know what it is your business invitation is. Talk to your upline, have it written down on a cue card or a piece of paper so you know what you want to say and you don't skip over it, right? Because we've all done that, and I was guilty of that for a long time. I was talking about the business, but I wasn't doing an actual invitation in the beginning of my business. And as soon as I made that shift, that's where the majority of the people who I launch direct to me come from parties. The rest are, you know, could be just out in the world, I meet somebody, or referrals. So, but most have come from parties. So make sure your business invitation is strong, and you will feel more confident saying it if you have it written down. Even if you don't read it off the card, the fact that it's in your hand will remind you to do it and to say it and to get more comfortable with it, right? And know that, you know, I've been doing this business for 6 years, 6.5 years. My business invitation, once I figured it out, hasn't really changed, you know. I mean, I might be talking about what's new and exciting in Arvon, you know, some new stats or something that's on my mind, but really what I say hasn't changed, and that's where your comfort level and your confidence will come from. And so if you've got those parties and they're booking out and your business invitation is strong at them, you're always going to have a prospect list, which means you're always going to have launch parties, which means your business is going to be growing, and you're going to have momentum from the bookouts from your party. And you're going to have fun. If you're building relationships with everybody, this business will be enriching, and you laugh, and you meet people, and you have some really great clients that will be loyal to you for life. So those are my tips on booking and booking.
That was amazing. I have notes all scribbled all over my page, and I'm sure we have over 250 people on this call, so I'm sure that they are in the same boat. You guys, I want to really emphasize a couple things that Linka said that I think are so powerful. Make sure you're asking every person if they want a book. Make sure you're asking every person about this business. our number one goal is you are looking for business partners. And, you know, I remember telling Cecilia, you know, I've had bookings and sales, but when do you get a team? And she said, are you asking? At the very next party, I said, I'm looking for people to teach and train to do what I do. Who do you know? Or I'd say, I'm exploding in this area. We are exploding in this area. This business is booming, and I can't handle all the business. I'm looking for people. Or I'm looking for one or two people this month, because the truth is it's hard to launch more than two. It creates kind of that exclusivity or urgency. So she gave you some great verbiage on getting the party, on what to do once you're there. You know, it's no surprise that Lenka has two people in qualification for district direct to her. I have no doubt she will have many more, and probably has even more this month since the last time we spoke. And it's all because of this momentum. And it's not, you know, the main reason for doing a party is to find a business builder. And you will end up with sales and you will end up with bookings. So make it fun. I love her quick little conversations. She's clear about what she wants. That you can see why she doesn't have cancellations. She stays in touch with us. She's excited. So you may be on this call thinking, okay, I get it. But I'm looking at my calendar and I got nothing. I'm Lenka back in September several years ago when she's, you know, an area struggling and I really want to grow my business and I have my nation meeting on the calendar. So now what? So I want you to use some of those tips that Lenka gave you today. I want you to sit down today, make your list, who are you going to call? And she gave you great ideas, past hostesses, hobby people, some people you've met. Who do you know that loves a great deal? I'm all about a bargain. Who do you know that is the first to want to have a coupon or say, oh, such and such is on sale? If you call and said, I know how much you love a great deal, how about 80% off? You guys, that's a smoking deal. I don't know if you've looked at other companies, but our host rewards are amazing. Call them. Do that. Create some urgency and say, you know what? I really try and pack these next 2 weeks, you guys, the first 2 weeks in March. Try and hold 5 to 6 parties in the next 2 weeks. And you may go, Linda, 5 to 6 parties, you know, that's 15 days in 2 weeks, half the month. If you do 5 or 6 parties, that still leaves you 9 free days, okay? But think of the momentum you will have rolling into the last half of this month to make your goals happen, to find people that want to join your business. So make your list. Decide, I'm going to call, I'm going to book. You know what? Give them, say, you know what? I have a special offer for the first 5 people that book in the next 2 weeks, and I've already got 2. I've only got 3 left, and I thought of you. Or, you know, we sent out an idea yesterday about for February 29th that if they wanted, they got a half-price discount, maybe it's your PCs, say, I'll let you get anything you want for half price if you book a get-together with 4 or 5 of your friends. But this is only good for the first 8 people that take advantage of it, and it has to be held in the first 3 weeks of March. And so she got 2 emails right away saying, am I one of the first 8? Like, right away she got 2 bookings just by offering that. So pick up the phone and call. Renewals is another great one. Who do you have up for renewal this month? I offer them free renewal. I'll pay their $15 renewal fee if they'll host a get-together that month. So if you get even 2 of those, there's 2 of your parties. So really think, decide, get on the phone, smile, be excited. Decide these next 3 days, you're going to pack your calendar. And I'm going to challenge you to do what Lenka did. You know, she had nothing, and she tripled her business because she got at least 12. So I want to challenge you to get 12 because we all know there may be cancellations. I love what Sarah Davenport says. She says 4 is for frustration. And so we want to have 6, 8, 10 parties a month. And the way you do that is you've got to overbook. So I challenge you, I dare you to really go mad in March and book 12 in the next 3 days. And so, and you might tell people, I have 12 parties I'm booking, and if you'll be one of the 12, you get this. I only have 12. And if you say it like, I only have 12 spots, and these will book up, they will. But if you say, oh, man, I have 12, will you please be one of the 12? I don't know how I'm ever going to find my 12. How are you talking? Are you expectant, like Lenka said? So I challenge you, that's your call to action. Focus on these next 2 weeks. Can you do 6 parties in the next 2 weeks? Because if you do that, the last 2 weeks of the month will take care of themselves. I promise you they will. and you will have one of the biggest months you probably ever had. Or it will carry over into April, which is our GTC month. You want to be in solid momentum as we go into GTC because we know what's going to happen. So, Lenka, thank you so much for sharing. That's your call to action, you guys. Make your list. Get a buddy if you have to. Challenge each other. I used to do that with Gina Ballou and say, okay, I bet I can book more than you can. We've got 48 hours. Loser has to buy the other one an iced tea or a Coke or something. It was just a matter of I was kind of accountable. It was friendly. She'd win many times. Then I'd get back, you know. So it's kind of do that if you, whatever it takes, I dare you. And when you do book six in the next 2 weeks, I want you to email your RVP and MVP and say, I took the challenge. I did it. I'm going mad in March. So thank you guys so much for being on this call. Thank you, Lenka, for your wonder. You gave us so many great. No wonder your parties don't cancel. No wonder you're booked 3 months in advance. But for those of us that aren't, you guys, you can have a party tomorrow. Call somebody and say, hey, call if you have three friends that can come over tomorrow night. And because it's such short notice, I'm going to give every one of them a gift, and you get this X amazing guest because I've got to hold six in the next 2 weeks. So what are you doing tomorrow? Let them know how important it is to you and your business. Like Lenka said, make it a win-win. You get, she gets. So, Lenka, thank you again. I appreciate your time. This is now the third time I've heard it, and I'm still taking notes. So we appreciate you, and thanks, everyone. Here's to a fantastic March, and let's go mad in March. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Love you.